This is Annie, the Lightning River Queen. I'm broadcasting live from Bonnaroo 2019. It has been such a fun weekend down here on the farm, and I'm really excited to have with me, you're my last interview of the day, Chris.
Does that mean the last interview of Bonnaroo?
It does, actually. Yeah. Let's make it count, Chris.
Yeah. Don't screw up, Chris.
I didn't mean it like that. I've got Chris Allen here. He is, of course, if you guys are American Idol watchers, he was the 2009 winner of American Idol and has done so much amazing stuff as a jumping off point from that show. So
thank you
for, you know, using the fame that you got for good.
Thank you.
You know, that's a big deal. And yeah, we're glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Can you, do you want to talk about Idol? We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
I will gladly talk about it. Some people don't like to.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Please do.
Put it out there. If you have any, I mean, I know the season that you were on, there was like, I don't know if it was real or if it was sort of imagined, like, was he the real winner or was he not the real winner?
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing.
Whoa.
Was that kind of weird, I assume? Or because obviously you had the votes, but people...
I didn't think about it too much. I had this whole mindset when I was on the show of putting on blinders and just kind of doing my thing.
Yeah.
All that stuff, I didn't have any, that had nothing to do with me. I just kind of did my thing.
That's true.
And the results were what they were. And I mean, you think about it, and I remember even talking about this with, because Adam was number two, Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
I remember talking with him before the show, and we were both like, guys, it does not matter who wins this show.
Isn't this great?
This is amazing. And he felt the same way. And so,
That's a great attitude. I also maybe looking for some tips on you on how to like put blinders on when the entire country is watching.
I'm not very good at it anymore.
Yeah,
I was really good at it back then.
That seems like something you'd really need some like training for.
It was weird. I mean, if you think about it though, there was just cameras, and there were some people in the room, so I was playing to those people.
Yeah,
everybody else did not matter to me.
Right, because they weren't there.
They
were, but they weren't.
No, and even everything that was happening outside of it, we weren't a part of. We couldn't experience it. I couldn't experience what the hometown was going through.
Right.
Or I tried to, like, distance myself from all that stuff. I wasn't on the internet. The internet wasn't very big back then.
That's right.
I mean, it was, but
it was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, everybody wasn't constantly on their phone.
Yeah, it wasn't like Instagram was huge and people were commenting. So
that's true. That's a good point.
We couldn't even have an Instagram.
Really?
Or a Twitter. We couldn't have a Twitter.
Like you personally?
Just the contestants. It was like,
really?
I think I had a Twitter and they made me cancel it.
Cancel your Twitter?
Yeah.
And then reapply to Twitter?
Yeah,
reopen a Twitter account?
Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
Now they...
Behind the scenes, American Idol 2009.
There we go. Yeah.
Now they what?
Now they like, I think they encourage.
Yeah. Well, right, because they want the traffic trending
Hashtag
and all
American
that
Idol.
Stuff. Right. Trend it.
Yeah.
Okay, so like... Thanks for talking about that, because I imagine you had a hometown parade, which I read about, which feel like what a beautiful thing to have done.
It was crazy.
Did you like do the like Miss America wave?
I think I just laughed the whole time. I'm just like, what is this?
I would feel very awkward. That's just me.
It was
but
super
awkward. I don't know. Just be like, what do you do with your hands the whole time?
There's confetti. And then it was super weird.
But great, right? Great.
Amazing.
But also, like, what are, you know, do you go eat lunch after that? Like, what do you do?
I actually lived in the downtown that we did it in.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I'm just going to go home.
Watch some TV.
and in my little studio apartment. Because I hadn't been home in, like, 4 months or so.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was like,
so you needed some downtime. Yeah.
My little 500 square foot
connect
apartment.
With your walls for a hot minute.
Yeah, that's all I had. We had zero windows.
Yeah. Oh, and you and your now wife, right?
Yeah. We were married then.
You were married then, too.
We were
right?
married for 10 years as well.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you got married right around that same time.
Timeline. 2008, tried out for the show in July. We got married in September of 2008. And then the show started in the beginning of 2009.
Big year for you, Chris.
It was really, it was the perfect first year of marriage. I'm shaking my head now.
Oh my gosh. If you're out, what's your wife's name?
Katie.
Katie, if you're out there, we salute you.
She is a saint and a trooper and the best supporter that anybody could ever ask for.
Did you get, I don't know if we want to go down this road, but did you get any weird, like, stalkers, like, lady types?
There were some lady types. Yeah.
I mean, you're a very good-looking guy.
Thank you.
You guys are, we're on the radio, we could all be looking like monsters, but he's a very good-looking guy. And so I assume that, you know, being on a national stage, just married, you know, Katie's a champ for going through all
I
that.
I remember it was either right afterwards. We were just talking about this the other day. Right afterwards, and we were having dinner with somebody, and my wife is with me, and this lady comes up, and she starts talking to me, and then while she's talking to me, she, like, grabs my face.
What?
And, like, tongue in my
no.
mouth.
No.
Swear.
Wait, how long ago?
This was, like, right after the show. Ugh. Right after the show had ended. And we.
And your
just
wife
like,
was there?
She was just right there, and she was like, what is happening right now? And I obviously did not partake and reciprocate.
I don't know that you were expecting your mouth to connect with a stranger's mouth.
I did not want it. it was really gross.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It's all part of it.
Yeah,
no, it's
I
not.
Mean, is it?
I don't think so, actually. It was.
Well, anyway, Katie.
Yeah.
We salute.
Oh, she's the best.
So what was it like making music after all of that? Because obviously you now have this
therapy session.
Yeah, right. this is amazing. We were just talking about therapy with Daniela Mason. I don't know if you know her, but she's playing today and
yeah.
She made a four-part EP like called Emotional State, Mental State, Physical State, Spiritual State.
Yeah.
So I imagine you went through a lot of those.
I think so.
A lot of changes in all
I
of
told
those.
You that the blinders were on during the show.
Yeah.
They immediately came off right afterwards.
Okay. And what did that look like?
I was not ready.
Not okay?
No. I mean, I'm like small town kid guy. Like
Conway,
playing
Arkansas,
in bars. Conway,
right?
Arkansas. Yeah. And I had no idea what to do in the music business.
Yeah.
I had no information. You are trying to learn so much in such a quick time, and it all happens so fast for me. And good things happen. Like, I say all of this, like, great things happened for me, and it was all good.
Sure.
But I was not.
Say with gratitude, but it was a trajectory that is not normal.
The trajectory is unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at that time, like, the show was insane.
Yep.
It was huge. And record labels were putting so much money into making music, and I think my first video cost an astronomical amount of money, and I was like, I have to pay for that?
Who's paying this bill?
Who's paying this? Who's paying for this first class flight to London for 2 days?
Where do I send this check or with this bill? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was a lot, and I'm insanely grateful. A lot of great things have happened because of it.
And it can be
but
both,
I was not,
right?
I was not ready
it
for it.
It can be both, and that's okay.
I was absolutely not ready for it. My first like co-writes were with like the best writers in the music business.
Right.
And I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really awesome that you're able to like say that, right? And then just be like, okay, well, it was a lot. I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But you still like persevered, right? You made
it. It's been 10 years.
Yeah. So 10 years gives you some time to sort of level out.
That's part of my story. It's not a bad thing
or
a good thing or
it's just part of
what happened for me. And it had to happen. That's the only, I think,
right.
For me, like, that's the only way that I would have been here talking to you right now is from that show.
Right.
And so I had to go through all that stuff. And it was good. Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
And it was a lot.
And it was a lot.
And both of those are okay.
And I learned so much.
Yeah.
And I lost confidence. And I've gained it.
Yeah.
And I've lost it again.
Pepper and I were just talking about how, like, you know, if one is an evolving sort of person who's self-aware and trying new things, like, you become different people, right? Like, the Chris who was American Idol Chris is, like, probably not the Chris today, but you couldn't have the Chris today without American Idol Chris.
100%. So I think I get so frustrated with people like, man, you've changed. And it's like, well, I hope so. I freaking hope so, because I hope I'm a wave.
Thank you. You should say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And no one's like coming up to me and saying that, like, oh man, you've changed.
No, I know what you mean.
But like, I hope you stay the same. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Be my American Idol Chris forever.
I hope I am completely different than that guy.
I love that. Well, and you've taken your music, we were talking about this a little bit before we went on the air, and you've done some amazing things with it. Like, there's philanthropy, there's music education.
Yeah.
You have fans that are coming together and donating money on your behalf.
Yeah.
Again, probably something that wouldn't have happened without the Idol thing. So can you talk a little bit about that?
And I think I've always, I will say that was one thing from the very beginning. I remember having a meeting with an agent or something like that. I was like, what is the one thing you want to do? And I was like, can I make sure to always, like, take whatever this is, whatever's happened to me that's not real, never felt real, and at least turn it into something good. And
yes,
that's always been at the forefront of what I try to do. And it's happened in many different ways, but I'm always trying to find some way to focus on that. Like last year we did the, last year? Was it last year?
Where are we?
Last year, I was in Tennessee, worked with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for 10 weeks trying to raise money, and we raised a ton of money. It was amazing. And it was all awesome. Because of fans, and
yeah,
super cool.
So that's so great, right? Like, I mean, I think that's admirable to say, like, there's this attention and energy level that I have on such a scale. Mm-hmm. Like, what can I do with this? That's good. And I don't think people always ask that question, right?
Well, because I think for me, it's never felt like, oh, this is happening because of me.
Right.
This is just happening.
Right.
So, like, what
this
can I...
This is out
I,
there anyway.
Yeah. So what can I do? And maybe I'm just not very good at being... I don't know. Anyways. But I just think that I've just tried to turn it into something good.
Yeah. And well... That's great. I'm glad you've done
Thanks.
That. And I'm glad your fans have, like, rallied around that. I mean, when I read about, like, them, you know, kind of starting their own things, I think that's great. You know, like, you've been a real sort of spark for all of that.
Thank
so
you.
I think that's important, right? Because I don't know that all of the people who have that kind of level of national attention always do that. And you've done military-based tours, I think.
Yeah, we've done a couple of those.
Yeah.
Those are always really, really awesome.
Yeah.
I grew up around a military base, but I didn't have family that was in a military base. But my wife does. My wife's father was a pilot, and my brother-in-law is a pilot in the Air Force. They've been stationed, and I kind of have some peripheral, like, ideas of what those people go through, just as far as families and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to be away from my family for, like, 2 months last year. And they have to be away from 6 months or longer sometimes.
Longer. Pepper and I were just talking about, like, with our significant others, it was like 3 weeks, and we're just, in my mind, we're not together anymore. You know, it's like, I can't imagine. Like,
it's crazy.
You start to live different lives, and that's, so any joy you can bring, you know, that's
Yeah, that was really fun.
Too.
It's usually around, like, July 4th, too, which is always
Oh, do you have one coming up?
Fun. No, we actually don't.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see that.
No, it's okay.
So you're playing today at Plaza 7. We should talk about that.
Yeah.
So have you been, you said you just got in?
Yeah.
Just like,
this is
you
my
look very
first time
fresh.
At Bonnaroo.
Oh, really? Oh, Chris, you're going to love
say,
it.
I will say, I did
it's
not,
so great.
I tried to make sure that I was ready. I didn't take a shower today.
Perfect.
I brought a t-shirt that's gross.
It's awesome. He's got, look, just for the people.
Busch Gardens.
For the people. It's a Busch Gardens.
A vintage t-shirt.
You know, it's
and
a
And I brought a bandana. It seems like
it.
Everyone's got a bandana.
You know what, Chris? You're doing great.
This is it.
You're
That's all
great.
I got.
Your shoes are a little too white for Bonnaroo.
That's what I was... You know what? In my walking in here, I noticed that. I was walking, and I was like, oh, these shoes aren't right.
I hope you don't... I hope you're okay with putting those in the trash.
I think so. It's fine.
Bandana is a pro move, though.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's a pro move.
All right.
Yeah, you're...
I haven't done anything with it yet.
You will.
Okay.
You'll sit on it.
I'm ready.
You'll wipe your face with it.
Perfect.
You'll put it. You'll breathe through it. It'll turn into a napkin. Maybe
Perfect.
Other parts of your body. You know. You never. Bandana's key. It's key. Thank you so much for coming by here. You're playing in the round.
Yeah.
Plaza 7.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Four
I
o'clock.
Think.
And
yeah.
with Daniela.
Daniela.
And
Gatsby.
John,
and John Tucker.
Yeah. I've talked with. Danielle and John, both lovely if you haven't met them.
I haven't met either one of them, but I do know Gatsby who's playing on there.
Awesome.
Well,
send them my regards, and I hope you have a great
thanks
round.
Thanks for chatting with me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for being so easy to talk to.
Well, awesome.
Thanks
this
for being
is my
a great
first
dude.
Interview with Lightning as well. So,
really? Well, come by the station and see us.
All right.
We're
awesome.
We're big fans of what you're doing.
Thank
so.
You.
Yeah,
Appreciate
thank
that.
You. All right, we're going to get back in some tunes here. That was Chris Allen, and he's going to be playing over at the Plaza 7 Songwriter in the Round at 4 o'clock if you're here down here on the farm. Go see him. Real sweetheart. And we'll be back. We're going to get into some more tunes and be back right after this.